Let's go way back to Monday. That's when we had the Air Asia plane on its way to Kuala Lumpur turn back after the captain told people in the cabin to pray.
That is still my favourite thing. That is what would have terrified me more than anything else.
Whatever happened to the old adage that you keep the passengers calm?
Well, I mean, you know.
Although they were being thrown around like they were in a washing machine, apparently, so maybe it would have been a little difficult to be calm. We also had Christopher Pyne backtracking after a tape of him was released that day, saying that same-sex marriage will happen sooner rather than later. And, of course, as you noted, Andrew Bolt was the person that actually got hold of the tape.
And wasn't that the news story with Legs still talking about it today?
Still talking about it today. Yeah, we'll get... Oof. In fact, I think it features on one of the other pages
I have
here.
Oh, good. Sorry.
The Lee Rhiannon drama began with the Greens. We started hearing murmurs that all was not well in the party. We'll get to that as well. Let's move to Tuesday. Karen Phelps. That was the morning that she... the night before, actually, Monday night, she just decided that she was going to leave Clover Moore's team. And she is now an independent. She is not actually part of Clover Moore's team. I think there was a personality clash there. She certainly wasn't happy in the direction in which the Clover Moore team was going. So she is now running as an independent and is still deputy mayor. The Donald Trump travel ban was allowed to run until October, when judges will look at it again. So a partial victory for the Trump administration there. The census was released on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
The average person, 38 years old, a big drop in believers of religion, and more people of Asian descent coming into the country now. On Wednesday, Tony Abbott began his series of stump speeches, I suppose you could say. This is the one where he had the Make Australia Great sign in the background.
Yes, that's right.
And it seems every day he's making a speech. And I, you know, as several commentators have mentioned, is he just out to take the whole ship down now? He realizes,
I feel like he is.
Yeah, he's got nothing to lose.
He's got nothing to win. That's
nothing to win,
though.
Nothing to lose. So I'm just going to go out in the blaze of whatever. And I wonder what speech he'll do today. GoldenEye virus attack started, and that caused a lot of problems and is certainly a big wake-up call about cybersecurity. Later in the day, actually, after we went off air, there was a report which came out that said that the sugar tax would actually benefit the poor and the less well-off in society. That was conveniently overlooked, I thought, by our politicians.
Now, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about sugar tax on this show with some experts. And
the gist of it was, Nick, that in the end, the long run, it would be saving money, saving people's health, saving money on the health system, because there'd be less people getting diabetes in the long term, getting strokes and heart attacks, because people would be eating better food. That's the theory of that anyway. But whether, you know, I don't know in reality if it's too hard for people to buy the more expensive and better food with better nutrition. That's a difficult one. I'm not sure.
That's about sort of a systemic inequality in society.
Absolutely.
As much as anything else.
Correct. Yesterday, well, I really, you know, George Pell, we were sitting out there in the newsroom and someone raced in and said there's going to be a news conference in 20 minutes' time. This was at 20 to 10 at 10 o'clock. Victoria Police came out and said that Mr. Pell, the 76-year-old former Archbishop of Sydney, would be charged with historical child sex offences and would be required to front the Melbourne Magistrates Court on July 18. Now, the details of the charges haven't actually come out, but Fairfax has reported the charges include rape, child sexual abuse and buggery, which is a very strange charge. But he says he will be coming back to fight the charges so long as he's cleared by his doctors. So we'll have to wait and see there. And on a sad note, Michael Bond, the author of Paddington Bear, died yesterday at the age of 91. That was sad. He gave a lot of people a lot of joy, including me
one
when
of
I
them,
was a kid.
Definitely, yeah.
So that was basically the week that was. And it's really all about George Pell today and the fallout from that massive announcement yesterday.
And now we just have to hope nothing happens on the weekend and we just get
a nice
48 hours of
quiet,
just
weekend.
Quiet weekend.
No more tweets from Donald Trump, please.
Please, someone take his phone. Jeff Field, thank you very much.